Welcome back. Second hour.
It's May 14th, 2017. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is the Republic of Texas Radio Show's second hour. Talking a lot about Chris, talking a little bit about, whatever, the fact that RBN needs your money, that it's worth supporting. That's kind of important here. You know, we got to do this. We got to fund the operation, folks. So, you know, if you can, you can call at 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. And like I told you guys earlier in the show, you can write a check, give cash, give silver, give gold, give whatever. I don't know. Maybe give a love note saying that you appreciate the network and do something. Here's the address. So if you didn't have that pen, you'd write the envelope out to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I'll bring this up a little bit later today because it's important, but for now, let's go to Caesar and see what it's like out there in New York and see what's going on. Caesar.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
I'm working that out. I don't know. How are you?
Well, I'm better than yesterday. How's that?
I like that.
Just calling in because I didn't hear you guys covering Trump's team meeting up with the deep state. And the Silk Road that he's joined between China, Russia, and North and South Korea. And it looks like Trump's been meeting with the deep state, which you know who the deep state is. He met last week, which is Mr. Kissinger. Looks like he's going to bring this economy down. It's what it looks like. And I guess he tried to meet with the deep state, and I guess, I don't know, maybe it didn't work out because he has joined the Silk Road, and I didn't hear you gentlemen with your... well-versed on everything there is, mention any word about it.
Yeah, guess we haven't got there confused by it, Caesar. You know, watching that show, well, let's throw it to Doc. What do you think about all that, Doc?
You know, it's hard to say. I still think Trump's better than the alternative that could have been there. But what all's going on today, I don't fully understand. They said they're putting more sanctions against North Korea, but it seems like North Korea is acting awful cocky and thinking they're protected by somebody, maybe China. There's so much going on behind the scenes, Caesar. We really don't know what's going on, so it's hard to say with any kind of confidence what's happening because it may be totally different behind the scenes than what the world is seeing, and we may wake up one day and we could be in a giant world war like we've never seen. You just don't know what's going on, and you can't really trust much of the media.
Alan,
you want me to be honest with you? If we have a third world war, that would be for the better of all of us, because the way things are going, we can't continue this way. Everything is upside down, and you know that in the Bible it says that they turn everything upside down. So we'd be better off, this whole thing would end.
You know, Caesar, it's just one of those things. I'm kind of with you, Caesar. You know, it's better. I think it would almost be better to have, you know, an open enemy. You know, one that you know is your enemy. You know, there's something going on. There actually is something to fight for, something to fight against, rather than this slow creeping death that we've been, subjected to over the past, you know, decades, if century, if you want to call it that. You know, you don't really know who the enemy is. You don't see it because it's so subtle. It doesn't seem like an enemy because it helps every now and then, but for the most, it's destructive and it's just slow and creeping, and you don't realize that the enemy is in your house already. You know, it's like I said, the creeping death is worse than the death that's visible and apparent to everyone.
Well, the barbarians are inside the gate, but the bottom line is, you know that there is no enemy. They create the boogeyman. It's all
right. The military-industrial complex. Yeah.
That's exactly right. Isn't that what Eisenhower warned us about before he left office on national television?
And nobody heard
it. Exactly. You know what? What if these guys get these pangs of conscience right at the very end for some reason, it seems like, you know? It is that, Caesar. It is definitely that.
You know, last week, Caesar, I bumped into a kid that was getting, just finishing up with school, you know, elementary school, high school or whatever. It was a private school, and getting ready to go into college. And I'm kind of sitting there, and it was at a customer site, and a lot of times I don't actually weigh in on my political beliefs or anything like that, per se, unless I feel that, you know, I've been dragged into the, you know, whole equation. But it made me kind of sad, you know, to see this young person, you know, trying to figure out where to, you know, I need a dorm buddy, and now they have an app for that, and so you sit there and do, like, some kind of a dating app for, you know, look through people and see who you want, and you can chat with them before you go to school and get programmed. The indoctrination camps is something that I don't wish on anyone. And the barbarians are, well, see them, they're next door. They don't know they're the barbarians. They think that they're, you know, and I'm not personally saying my neighbors to my left or to my right are barbarians, but they've been programmed with a thought form that is incorrect. You know, let's just look at the Democrats and the whole Trump thing. You know, Alan will sit there and tell you that, well, Trump's demeanor actually seriously changed after the first meeting with Obama, when he was introduced to, well, the deep state, the powers that be, whatever you want to call them. But the hand that he's playing is kind of, you know, chaotic. You know, he's not going for freedom and independence. On one side, you know, he's doing one thing, and then he does something that's completely contradictory. You know, so he's a chaos kind of, you know, dude. So I can't read chaos, and that's what I seem to get from him. And so I think that's why I can't really cover it that well, Caesar.
Well, I mean,
you seem to be able to see it clearer, right? That's why I appreciate your calls. So,
well, I mean, what is there not to see? Look, he joined the Silk Road. He's joining the Silk Road. I think, you know, behind the scenes, he's trying to negotiate a business deal with China, Russia, North Korea. And then the media, you know, there. Remember, he said they're not fake news. They're very fake news. So you can't believe anything they tell you because all they spew is lies. If you go to RT News, which is much better than the mainstream, you know, controlled Zionist media, you get more out of it. But you got to realize, you got to be able to see, you know, beyond the smoke and the mirrors. And the bottom line is, he met with the deep state, which is Kissinger. And I think he's going to try to bring this economy down. I don't think that this economy, this international bankrupt monetary system, this monopoly system of money can sustain itself any longer. I mean, look at the debt ceiling. Just look at that.
Yes.
You know, and Puerto Rico has declared bankruptcy, you know, the largest bankruptcy, you know, that we've seen so far.
Puerto Rico is the United States of America. That's the U.S. It's a commonwealth.
Right, right.
Yeah, I mean...
And Caesar, I totally hear where you're coming from on that. And the understanding of the private central bank and the fiat currency that has to go at some point, right? They've been thinking about this for a long, long time. How do we do the transition? Right, and you might be right on the mark, right, where they're going to have to do one. They have to crash the economy. Two, they need to get you into a war. Then they're going to need to replace the currency with something else, right? And they are in a wonderful, wonderful position to do all those things now. So where do we go? Is it going to happen tomorrow?
You've got Bitcoin, you know, over $1,800, you know, an ounce, higher than gold. You know, so what, they want to convert to a digital currency, which will be controlled by who? They don't even have to come to your house and steal your money then. They can just hit a button and all your money's gone.
Right. Well, an argument against that is the fact that Bitcoin is a decentralized currency, and it's fiat-based. It's based out of nothing, right? But the intrinsic value that what it has is that people want to buy it, right? So it could be traded, and it can hold value in a crash, depending upon the public's opinion of it. And then so they go after Bitcoin or other blockchain-type digital currencies. Anybody could make one of those damn things. There's a lot of them, right? Litecoin, you know.
It's like that one time I was talking with, you know, with a security guy for Samsung, you know, and of course I asked him about, you know, television spying on us, and he's kind of like, yeah, that's kind of a sore point with the company. And then I said, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if it's run by a grid electron, they can control it. And he just kind of looked at me and nodded his head. He didn't say anything. He just nodded his head. You know, so I don't care if it supposedly is, you know, safe and this private thing. If it's controlled by a grid electron, they can control it, and they have control over it. Otherwise, they wouldn't allow it to be out there.
Right. Wow. Yeah. We're close. But Caesar, you know, when I look at that possibility, right, when eventually this Ponzi scheme that is the Federal Reserve note is collapsed, they put things in place, right? Walmart has signed on with the Department of Homeland Security to do what? Oh, they're going to be a distribution point where you can go over there and get your food because you can't buy food? Are they going to, you know, you have to register, the only people that can buy, and then, yeah, crypto. It's going to be a fascinating thing and to go through. I drive along here in Fredericksburg, and I see that we actually are growing some food. We have animals. We have a lot of animals. You know, it's not too bad out here, but they're going to come take it, you know, for the greater good, and that's going to be when all the problems come up. I don't know. I don't know what I want to say, Caesar. You know, on one side of me says, bring it on. The other one says, give me a minute. Let me get better prepared. I don't know.
Well, we're living in tumultuous times, and you know what? We talk over the phone. We might meet one of these days at one of the FEMA camps. You never know.
Totally, totally. And, you know, well, there you go. Chris is out in his own little personal FEMA camp, you know. You know, from what I hear, Mer Bailey is chimed in a little while ago saying that he's actually at Sparks Nevada Mental Institution, and he has he's had 4 evaluations so far. And, well, somebody's talked to him, I guess Dave, and I don't know who Dave is. And this was all covered on the Roger Sales radio show. He didn't sound like Chris. You know, he was sick. And, of course, you go into one of those jails, and there's nothing but diseases. You go into the hospital, it's the same thing, or a school. You know, you're going to get diseases. You'll get sick. But, you know, they're trying to actually talk to Chris in person. So somebody's actually out there batting for him. And, yeah, and it's crazy. But, you know, he's already there, Caesar, and it might be just one off, but it could be you, it could be me, it could be any of us out there. I don't know what we do about it.
Well, Vincent Finelli's in jail also, but my question to you is, you think they're going to drop the hammer on us? You think that this is going to go down where it's going to be them or us? I mean, we already know that, you know, we're the enemy, so.
Well, yeah, I definitely do. Think eventually they have to drop the hammer down, because they are going to progress with their plans, right? One world government is the plan, right? One world currency is needed for that plan, a top-down political infrastructure.
Yeah, and they will come after us piecemeal. Remember that, you know. Remember what the famous quote from Germany, you know, they first came for the trade unionists, then they came for the, you know, the socialists and whatever, you know. And, you know, pretty soon they came for me, and I looked around, and there wasn't anyone to help, you know, to stop them from taking me. You know, that's the way that they do things. They keep us divided, and they come after us piecemeal. Now, hopefully they'll come after us all at one time, because then everyone will see it, and everyone will have everyone else to, you know, to hopefully back them up. But yeah, I doubt that will happen. I don't know.
I don't know. I you know, it always gave me some kind of a hope, that, you know, stations like Republic Broadcasting would bring support to individuals, you know, that are, well, being chewed up by the system. And, you know, Tom LaRivera, you know, he's sitting there fighting those charges, and, you know, he's sequestered, and is there a rabble, you know, rallying around him? There's probably a squeak, you know, something. Somebody's poking the bear for him. I remember trying to reach out and get contact with him, and the phone numbers I got just didn't go anywhere, and the emails I got didn't go anywhere, and maybe I should have stayed on that longer. Maybe I should go down that path. You know, I don't know. There's so much that needs to be done. And then there's taking care of your family and your friends around you and taking care of Republic Broadcasting. You know, it's all necessary. And we might see it, Caesar. We might see the eventual cracks. Are they coming now? Remember 2012? You know, or the end of the world, the end of the Mayan calendar? You know, it's coming, it's coming. There were radio show hosts sitting there telling you, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And then after the fact, it just got quiet. You know,
yeah.
So I can say definitively, the fiat currency will crash, right? Period, right? And without stations like Republic Broadcasting, we're not going to have we don't stand much of a chance. Maybe, you know, something else will happen, but we need all these kind of transports and communication vehicles to get the message out that, you know, what is the message, Caesar? What is the message?
Well, the message is that we're born into the Matrix, which is the world they pulled over our eyes to blind us from the truth, and we're born into this mental and emotional spiritual prison, and we can't see the bars.
True. Very true.
Doc, you want to weigh in?
Well, I think the sad thing is we're at a time where it's no longer good for a man to stand up when he sees wrong, and where the neighbors would have been proud of you for standing your ground, and most people did it peacefully. Today, if you disagree with what's on the mainstream news, they quickly classify you as a domestic terrorist, and they just rub you out. Now, if Chris is in one of those places, that's very sad, because we've talked to Chris enough to know there's nothing wrong with Chris. Yeah, he served many years in the law enforcement field, and he's definitely a patriot, and he knows the Constitution, and he just wants to live a peaceful, good life. And putting him away in there with guys that are evaluating him that are part of the system is very unfair.
Well, let me clarify something, you know, because I guess I got something wrong, and CFR has been trying to tell me that we really don't know the whereabouts, and that we can't verify at this time, you know, that he is in custody. That's some information that's out there, and whatnot. And I don't know. It's so confusing. I don't know. You got anything else there, Caesar?
Well, all I gotta say is that we gotta do a lot of praying. We got to hope for the best, and if the worst comes, then we have to deal with it, you know what I mean?
I do, and I still got a tab up with George Webb. I was trying to, you know, locate the George Webb angle and to go down that, but I just found out that it's actually a retail food establishment, too. There's a lot of George Webb out there. I'll weed through all that, but I'm still looking at the Robert Mercer and George Webb, but just haven't had a lot of time to go down those rabbit trails and see what's going on.
Well, if you bring George Webb on, you're going to see how deep the rabbit hole goes. Well, he is really good. I mean, he really covers everything. He's got a website. It's on YouTube. And you can, you can see everything he's got there. He's got it all by day.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Caesar. Always appreciate it. Republic of Texas Radio, we're going to do the break. We'll be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, we're back. We've got a little bitty short segment here. Get about 6 minutes, maybe it's 4 minutes, whatever. Republic Broadcasting Network, Republic Texas Radio Show. Let's just move on. Let's see what Jerry in Chicago has to say. And Jerry, welcome to the show, man. Nice to see you. We're here.
Well, thanks a lot for taking my call. Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to add that, you know, a couple years ago, Chris ended up down at the Bundy Ranch armed. Not that that's a bad thing. He definitely deserves to be armed. I think we all do. Yeah. But it seems to me that, you know, the Bundys, Tom Lacavora, and Chris, and I'm guessing others, who's the other guy? His name escapes me. Pete Santilli. They all seem to serve time, not being charged, and in jail, mostly to this day. I don't know if that's Chris's case, but he was there. And, you know, the extent of facial recognitioning and everything else like that. So they could literally pick him up and bring him in on a trumped-up charge. How dare you go against the BLM? You must be insane crazy, something like that. And we need to verify that. You might be a danger to yourself or others.
Yeah, well, definitely. I remember when the Bundy Ranch thing was going on, I, for one, wanted to go out there. You know, it's like if that was in my power, I would have went out there. The Bundy Ranch, when they were stealing the cattle and killing the cattle and taking away an easement that had existed for, what was that, almost 100 years. That one ended with a black eye to the feds. And that was a negative thing. It wasn't until what I call Bundy 2, where they changed that into those nasty people because, well, Eamon Bundy went ahead and took over the wildlife refuge and did a protest, not saying that that's wrong, but they changed the narrative at that point. And the Bundy Ranch wasn't the dang federal government trying to steal people's land, kill cows, and do this and that. Now it's these crazies. So, and they wanted them. I didn't know Chris was out there. Maybe I forgot that fact. But Chris is a, Doc said something earlier that, you know, we've all talked to Chris or heard Chris talking on the air. And, well, Chris speaks with a particular speech type. You know, he breaks down words and he's kind of hard to follow at times. And for a normal person to actually hear that, they go, what is this? You know, the chat room was bringing that up. It's like, well, he sits there and speaks words that these people don't understand. And of course he looks crazy or sounds crazy. It's not that he is crazy. It's just they can't understand him because, well, the way I see it, it's his communication style. He can talk to maybe you, Jerry. You can understand him. I can understand him. You know, I'll try to get him to break it down into real words, right? Not really real words, maybe words I can understand. But it's communication style, and I don't know. It's a, I don't know what where I'm going with that, Jerry.
Remember Ed?
And no, I understand exactly where you're going with it. And the first couple of times I've heard Chris call in on RBN, he was, extremely eloquent in his word knowledge, and he did speak over my head. So, but I didn't hold that against him. I just said to myself, "Hey, I've got to learn some of the words that this guy uses." And same thing with Clint Richardson. And Clint Richardson had a show on this network for over 2 years, and that's all he did was break down the etymology of words, their meanings, their origins. You know, so I don't hold that against anybody that has a bigger vocabulary than me.
Well, yeah, well Jerry, you're an oddball, Jerry, because, you know, you actually wanted to better yourself and learn, you know, and try to figure out what he was talking about, figure out what some of these words that he's using meant, instead of accepting the mediocrity, which is what they want us to do today. You know, the children are not being... Smart children are not made any smarter. They're brought down to the mediocrity level. You know, the whole thing has just been turned and twisted, and most people have accepted it. Gladly, we haven't.
Well, it's funny, when I bring this up in quorums with other people, they all say the same thing. They shrug their shoulders, they roll their eyes, and they say, well, what are you going to do? Well, you know, what can we do? I mean, if you see somebody coming at you with a baseball bat, a stick, a knife, a gun, at what point do you realize that this guy might cause harm to me? And get yourself
prepared. Whether he's
wearing
a badge or not. Whether he's wearing a badge or not.
Exactly right. Yeah. Well, thanks for the call, guys. You guys have a blessed Mother's Day.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry. Hey, Republic of Texas Radio, long segment coming up. We're opening the phone lines. Well, they've been open. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again. to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Have you looked outside today? Because I know I haven't. And I was just talking to Ken during the break, and he says that it's a beautiful day out there in Round Rock. You know, he's looking out the window, and he can see a nice field, and it's all green and birdy, and got the windows open. Yeah, maybe it's time for a change. Republic Broadcasting does need your help, folks. You know, I've said that a lot. And, hey, at least look outside if you can't donate anything. You know, look outside and think of Republic Broadcasting, you know, and hope they're here next week, next month, whatever. Call in if you want to donate, 1-800-724-2719. If you want to be a part of the show, 1-800-313-9443. We're talking about kind of what we've been talking about for a while. We had Kathy on last week, and Kathy was telling us about, you know, well, one thing she was telling me about was that my use of the term snowflake was, you know, I shouldn't do that. And she went on to outline the fact that, you know, she took offense to that. And I'm like going, well, what's your definition of it? Because, you know, if you're listening to RBN, you're probably not a snowflake in my definition. But then it comes down to we're talking about Chris and communications with people and how people look at you. Kathy mentioned that people look at her and they think she's crazy. And, well, I get that. You know, I can understand where people can't understand Chris out of Vegas, because his terms are so way above, you know, their heads. I mean, they're above my heads. I only have one, folks. But, you know, maybe it's your approach on how you communicate with people. I know that that's kind of different, and I'm not saying anything to Kathy. I'm just saying, you know, I was listening to our conversation last week, and, you know, people think I'm crazy to a certain extent, but they also understand, you know, who I am as a person, you know, when I deal with them in real life. And if they want to go down the crazy rabbit trails that I'll go down with them, you know, talk about politics, talking about, you know, health, right? You know, lots of people want to sit there and talk about health. And they want to sit there and go, I just got back from my doctor, and he gave me these drugs for these terms that I'm using. Oh, I've had those drugs before for these terms that I'm using. Yeah, that worked for me. Well, hold on. And they go to Google, and they look it up, and they come together, and they have a moment, right? They just bonded over, you know, some, what, diagnosis, right? You know, I was a mechanic. I used to diagnose cars all the time. And, well, you know, sometimes I was wrong. And you have to go back to the customer and say, well, I thought it was this, but it was really that. And then, you know, I don't know. How you communicate with people seems very important. And I just wanted to get that out there. What do you think, Doc?
Well, you know, it's very funny you mentioned communication, because I noticed some weird things going on right now. There is a lot of police shootings in the news every time you turn around, especially in the last 8 years. And it seems like the criminals that would do that kind of thing think the rest of the world's with them all of a sudden, and it's okay. And I think what people know when they listen to a show like this is that the communication is, because we want things to be better. We want it to be good. We'd like it to be peaceful, and people live their lives the way they want without being bothered. So for the crazies out there that have always broke the law, they don't care if you communicate and call it a hate crime or make it illegal to kill a certain kind of person, because murder's always been illegal and always been bad. The communication doesn't mean nothing to those kind of people. But we're seeing an increase in murders and shootings of police now, and I really believe that those kind of people that would do that, and they don't care about the rules or the laws or any of that, they seem to think that because of the last 8 years kind of being an attack on police, that the rest of the world's with them, so if they do it, they're going to be a hero. And it doesn't work that way. If you're out there listening and you're the kind of person that thinks that you should shoot somebody because you don't like what they're doing, we're never going to agree with that. That's always wrong. Yeah, the only time you should have to shoot somebody is to protect yourself or your family or your property, and then it's a sad thing.
Well, okay, and then getting back to communications, you know, we have this thing where we'll point to the Constitution and say they shouldn't be able to do that. It's against the Constitution. And you can sit there and back that kind of stuff up with all the research that you want, right? Doesn't matter. They're not listening. You can't do logic with them, because they're, well, in the police sense, they're doing their job. You know, in the business sense, well, that's just not the way that we do it. It doesn't matter if you're right nowadays. It's what is being practiced. Is that, you know, what do you think about that there, Alan? Because, you know, there's a difference between being right and, let's say, successfully winning the argument, right?
Once again, you know, these terms right and wrong, you know, that's, we don't really think about it, but it's all a matter of perspective. You know, if someone's been brought up to that raping and pillaging and stealing, you know, from your neighbor, from your friends, from whatever, you know, is the way society is, and that's just the way it works, well, then they've got a whole different perspective than what I'm hoping that most people that are finding RBN, that are listening to RBN. I hope those people, they all know that, you know, what we consider right and wrong. You know, you don't steal, you don't hurt, you know, you don't hurt someone else to better yourself. You know, everything is self-preservation to a point. There is very, very little true altruism out there. You know, whether it's the guy self-immolating himself, you know, because he hated something that was going on. But, you know, he's doing that for nothing else, for preservation of the people around him. You know, everything is selfish to a point. It's just, how deep does that go, and, you know, to what extent does it rule your life?
That term selfish is a very interesting one, because there's a, self is not a bad thing. Yourself and your desires and so forth, they're not necessarily bad. And that term selfish, right, oh, I do everything for myself. Well, technically, I guess most of what I do in this life is selfish, right? I take care of my family because they're my family and I love them. I take care of my friends because, well, I like them and I love them, right? And that's my selfish streak, right? Now, my ethics, like you were saying, Alan, is, you know, based around don't hurt me, don't take my stuff. And I don't want anybody else hurt. I don't want to take their stuff, but I do want to do commerce. That means, you know, when I do something for you, you know, you follow through with the bargain, and some people want a better deal, and it's kind of crazy, and I do fall for that sometimes, and it's kind of sad. You know, as an independent contractor, I'll sit there and tell them my price, and, well, maybe they're going to get me to cave a little bit on the price, and I'll... Where does that come from? It comes from the labor. And I find myself doing a job and going, man, I'm not making anything from this, or making very little. Why did you do that, Steve? Right? You know, it wasn't selfish. Maybe I empathized with the person and said, well, I could do that. But I find myself, you know, upset that I actually caved. And I find myself less and less even being willing to cut back on the price that I put for my labor, because people can be a different kind of selfish. That means, you know, just wanting everything for cheap. The guy that will go to Amazon.com and buy the cheapest thing, or the crazy little guy that gets the Amazon app on his phone, walks through a local merchant store and zaps the barcode and it pops up. Oh, I can get it cheaper. I'm going to order it right now. Huh. See, ain't I great? Is that selfish? Well, that person was definitely acting in a super self-interest, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. And, you know, another microcosm. Say there's a couple of neighbors, you know, my neighbor, you know, Joe. I know who he is, you know, we're not friends, but, you know, I see him out. You know, I work menial labor. You know, I do manual labor. And he works, you know, in a cubicle in a inside an air conditioned building somewhere, you know. And he goes to the lake on weekends. He's got his big fancy ski boat. Well, you know, so you're out there on a Saturday morning, and Joe pulls his boat out, and all of a sudden, you know, the hitch, you know, breaks off of the tongue of his boat. But, yeah, you look over there, and Joe's cussing and kicking and doing everything, and you know, Joe behind your back has been calling code enforcement about this pile of scrap metal you got laying over there in your yard. You know, you know how to weld and everything, and once you learn how to do this, you know, you keep all this scrap metal because it comes in handy at times, you know. And, you know, it's like, well, hey, Joe, what's the problem? Oh, blankety blank, hitch fell off my boat, blankety blank, I'm supposed to be at the lake, blankety blank. So, well, hang on a minute. You know, you go over and dig in your scrap pile, pull out a couple of 3/8-inch plate steel, you know, go over there and slap a welding clamp on there, you know, get the hitch back in position, drag your welding cables over, you know, tack that on there for him, make it so it's not perfect factory-looking finish. But he can hook it up to his truck, and he can take it out to the lake and be a big man pulling people around skiing, you know. The question is, does Joe then continue calling code enforcement behind your back about this, you know, crappy pile of scrap metal that you got in your yard? Or does he realize that, wow, I've been wrong this whole time? You know, Alan over there, he helped me without me even asking him. He just saw I was in trouble, and he reached into that, you know, that pile of junk and pulled something out and fixed my boat so I could go out and enjoy myself on the weekend. You know, you would hope that people would say, wow, I've been wrong this whole time. You know, and come over and say, hey, man, I apologize. You know, those problems with code enforcement you've been having, that's been me. You know, I'll stop doing that. But, you know, today's society, you really don't know. They just chalk it up and just forget about it. Who knows?
You know, back when I used to work with corporate networking. I feel that I was a different person back then before I came around to a different understanding of the world that's based in ethics and your own personal actions. And I found myself in a place this during the week where I was supposed to go over to a job, and it was this dang job that I had to coordinate with two other parties, and it took 3 weeks to set up this one date, and it was a particular time because the business couldn't have their computers down, and you know, so it's like a rope-a-dope and trying to wrestle cats. And I get over there and I'm looking on my notes, and I have the date down and the time down, and then I call them. They don't answer. And so I call again. I go, what the heck? I don't have very much time here. And so I called another number. I can't get a hold of these guys. What the heck is going on? I'm on a time schedule. I've got to do it. So I take the salesman, the setup guy's phone number, and I call it again. And I call it again. And I leave him another message. I spent a half hour dialing this phone number because my client hired me to actually go to that site and to make this happen, right? I had an agreement from them, and they were going to hold it up to them, or I'm just going to be the biggest bump on their side. So I dialed every minute. I'd sit there and I'd get off the phone and I dialed back. I was going to fill up his dang voicemail. He was going to see me. Well, finally, I went on end run, and I came in through a support door, and I told him the problem. We had an appointment, and you guys were supposed to be here today, right? And, I'm going to get the guy on the line. We're going to get this straightened out. Okay. I said, good luck with that. I've been calling for the last half hour over and over again, and I'm really mad. I told him that. So what happens? He gets the guy on the line instantly, and he goes, hey, Steve. And I go, hey. It's good to hear your voice. Man, I really got to get this work done, and I need you guys. You know, we agreed on this. We had scheduling things, and he says, okay, well, let me take a look. You're scheduled for tomorrow. Tomorrow? No. My notes, they say today. And he goes, well, I got you down. I'm sorry. I understand where we're at. If the other group needs to do it today. If I got it wrong, we'll get somebody. Well, let's rope them in. And I called him up and I roped him in. And he goes, no, we're scheduled for tomorrow. And I'm going, oh, man. So I'm the problem here? Damn. So I told him, I said, man, so sorry. It was my screw up. You know, I'm sorry for calling you so much, but this is really important to us. And my bad. And they said, okay, well, we'll see you tomorrow. And I got off the phone, and I went over to my client, and I said, well, I screwed up. It's tomorrow. It's not today. Oh. Okay, so what do we do? Come back tomorrow. We're going to take care of it. I'm sorry. You know, and that kind of ethic, I'm not too sure I would have done that back when I was dealing with the corporate folks, because taking that hit and actually saying, I screwed up, was hard in a corporation. It's very dog-eat-dog. And that could have attacked my lifeblood.
Why were they dodging your calls, Steve? Why were they dodging your calls, though?
That's another question, and I don't have the answer to that. You know, maybe he was in another room or maybe something else, right? I don't know, you know, but then that's not the point. The point was, I was wrong, right? And, why was he dodging my call? He never dodged my calls before, but he could have went for coffee. You know, he could have been out of the building or somewhere else and not even seen, you know, me light up his phone for 30 minutes straight. You know, there's countless things. But I guess what I'm saying is, you know, we got to put our own personal ethics in check, and then we can move on, you know. That's about it. I thought you guys might like to hear that story. It was kind of an embarrassment, but not really, because it was a test, and you're tested all the time through life, you know, and how you deal with those tests will affect what I call my soul, right? You know, your being, the core. I don't know. Doc,
Having pride in your workmanship, feeling a sense of accomplishment when you actually do a good job for someone, that's what I would like to get back to. You know, that's the way I try to live my life. I try to do the best I can. You know, I might do it different from the way someone else would actually do it, But what the way I do it is going to be, it's going to be functional. It might not look like brand new store bought stuff, but it will be functional. Do you want something that, that looks blingy, or do you want something that, you know, because it actually works the way it's supposed to?
Yeah. What do you think, Doc?
Well, I think what you just described, Steve, was you, me, and Alan, and most everybody listening to this station, and most of the people you run into would have done what you did. They would have taken the hit and realized, man, I screwed up, and I don't feel good about it, but I screwed up. That was the real you. When you were in the corporate world, you probably didn't have a chance to be the real you very much, but the real you shined when you did that. And that's how most people are, most people that listen to this radio station. They're good people. They don't cause trouble. They don't want trouble. And they will take the fall when they screw up. And they'd also like to be told they did something good when they do something right.
Maybe so. Republic of Texas Radio will be right back at the end of the show, short segment. And, yeah, take the break. Tell the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on. It's you and I. What I'm missing for.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay. Hey, Tom in Utah, what's going on, Tom? I see you're here. We've got a few minutes left. What do you got, man?
Yeah, two items that I'd like to kind of bounce off you, gentlemen. Earlier, you were talking about Chris and how he's been put into Psych-Eval. You know, I've spent 182 days plus in Washington, D.C., trying to expose an item. And I come to realize that, in fact, I was even told this by a couple of the good men that happened to be back there, and I'm not, they in all appearances, they don't look like they're good men because they got to survive over there. But I found out that, you know, if you don't like the message, what do? You go after the messenger. And one of the most effective tools that the criminal minds have figured out nowadays, rather than put a bullet in your in the back of your head like Foster in, you know, in Marcy Park, they go after your character. Yeah. And if they can destroy your character, that's far more efficient than having a dead body in the park. Because even if you whatever you say beyond that,
a lie told often enough becomes the truth. That is
exactly
true. You know, if they present a lie to the public often enough, it becomes the truth.
See, so in fact, I've gone through this experience myself, where they go after your character. They actually went after me physically. That's why I have trouble speaking. But if they get your character sullied or trashed, from that point on, whatever you say, the public thinks you're a nutcase, and that actually works to the benefit of the criminal element. The other thing, so you know, Chris actually spent quite a bit of time talking to me, and I, like you gentlemen have observed, he's extremely intelligent, knows what he's talking about, but he's talking above most people's heads. And of course, they know that they can utilize that characteristic of him to discredit him. And especially if they can get him drugged up and get him damaged. I have a friend that they did that to. He was a pariah in the courtroom, recorded, you know, for the judges and the prosecution. So they had him submitted to psychological evaluation and treatment. And for a long time, we almost lost him because of the overdosing of the, you know, the psychotropic drugs on him.
Yeah,
so they control the media so no one knows about it.
Yeah.
That's sad. Go ahead.
Well, go ahead and comment, then I just want to touch this other item.
Go ahead. Do the other item. We don't got much time, Tom. Bring it up.
Okay, the other item, I kind of want to test my efficiency. I've been on RBN, you know, I'm becoming almost like a redundant annoyance, trying to expose the issue that got me into trouble. So I just wanted to see if you gentlemen have actually heard my exposure, finding a fact on the industry that houses the poorest of the poor, generally.
Uh-huh.
if you're close to a computer, crack open gassingamerica.com, see if that rings a bell with you, and I'm just trying to see if I'm being efficient at all. As I go on,
funny, Tom,
I
mentioned this to a friend of mine yesterday that had bought a double wide. And I asked him if he had heard about the information that you're putting out.
Yeah, see, they've done everything to suppress that because this is a serious insult to the poor, as well as exposing the housing of the undocumented. Anyway, I'd appreciate it if you call me back on that, if you would.
Well, tell you what, we'll take gassingamerica.com. We'll deal with that next week. You know, I got your website up. So until then, thanks for the call, Tom. Chris,
thank
out
you.
Of Vegas, wherever you are, man. We're thinking about you. I hope you're safe. Republic of Texas Radio.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.